Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, all tech, all the time. We're diving deep into Roux Code, a Klein fork with some seriously cool tricks up its sleeve. Got it?
I'm all ears. Forks can be fascinating, especially when they add extra flavor. What makes Roux Code stand out from the original Klein?
Well, think of it like this. Klein is great, right? But Roux Code takes it further with extra features, like a prompt mode selector. Code, Architect, and Ask. These modes change how Roux interacts with your code, so you can ask questions, plan, or just get down to coding. Pretty neat, huh?
So you're saying it's not just about writing code, but also about planning and understanding it better.
Exactly. And get this. Roux Code can cut your token usage in half. Imagine the savings. It's a simple setting, disabling the MCP server functionality. Boom, half the tokens.
Wait, MCP servers? I'm not familiar with those. Are they essential for Roux Code's functionality?
They're helpful for some tasks, sure, but not always necessary. I'm saying if you're like me, you probably aren't working on them every single day. By disabling it, we're optimizing the system prompt. Less fluff, more efficiency.
I see. Interesting. So more efficient use of resources. But what about these prompt modes? Can you elaborate on those?
Absolutely. Code mode is your go-to for, well, coding. Architect mode helps you plan your projects, like a digital architect for your code. Ask mode is like having a super smart assistant who can answer all your code-related questions. Got it?
So, if I'm stuck on a problem, ask mode could be my savior?
Precisely. And, you can customize each mode's instructions and API configuration. You can even create your own custom modes tailored to specific tasks, like, say, one for writing tests or one for code review.
Custom modes? That's impressive. So Roux Code isn't a one-size-fits-all tool, but something you can adapt to your workflow.
You hit the nail on the head. Roux Code is all about flexibility and efficiency. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for your coding needs. It learns with your tasks and adapts to your process.
Sounds like a game changer. I'm definitely going to check out Roux Code. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just this. Roux Code isn't just a tool. It's a partner in your coding journey. It helps you write better code, plan better projects, and understand your code base more deeply. Give it a try and let me know what you think. I'm betting you'll be hooked. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.